Just looking around, many of you were here for earlier shiurim. You were here this morning, a number of you. Right, Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, different tiers. So let me just tie in a very different topic with that which I began this morning. Parshas Matos, of course, is a parsha that one has of Hafaras Nedarim. And the Torah gives us different models of Hafara. The Torah begins and speaks about a daughter that makes a neder, where the Av has the Schus Hafara. And then the Torah mentions a case of in Arusa, where the Hafara is done as a Shutfis of the Av and the Baal. And then ultimately the Torah tells us Hafaras Baal, that the Baal has the right to be Mefer Nidre Ishto as well. When you learn any of the sukkahs and say their nashim, this parsha is considered to be somewhat critical, because after all, how does one define issues? We know that there are different stages of issues. No, there's erisin and there is nisuin. This is a perfect model of those distinctions. The pasuk mentions im hayosei leish unedarea alea. That is im hayosei yish. That is erisin. That is erisin. And therefore, that's the hafara which is shutfis of av and the baal. The Torah continues and tells us im beis nisha nadara. That is a reference to nisuin. Nisuin. No, the Gemara is that one finds a beis of zelishta. That is not erisin. That is nisuin. And that's a critical hafara. When it comes to cases of erisin, a woman is meishas ish, but she is the beis avina. Binureha beis avina. When a woman is considered to be in a suah, she's an Ashes issue is the base above. Base above. That's something which is critical. Gemara mentions in Yimadav Yigimel as an example. It's necessary for the Kohen Gadol to be married. No? Uchidra Madova Besa. Besa Zelishto, that's clear that that's only Nisuin. That is not Erisin. There's a Rashi condition. Dafyud of the Beis. Or Rashi writes, there are two different parshios that indicate that an Ashes Kohen is allowed to partake of Truman, certain Matnos Kahuna. How do you know that that is true? Well, the Torah refers, after all, to Kinyan Kaspo, and also in Beis Isha Nadar. That's the difference between Parshas Emor and Parshas Korah. No? What exactly is the difference? Rashi writes, Kinyan Kaspo is Irisin. But Beis Isha is referring to a reference to Nisuin. And therefore, if the Pasuk says, Kol Tahar Beleisa, Yochal Kodesh, it's a reference to a Nisua. So this parsha is very important in terms of differences between Erisin, Nisuin, and the like. And here the Torah tells us the following. A person goes ahead, the woman makes a neder, and the neder was subject to Hafara. But you know what? She's unaware of that fact, unaware that the Baal of the Av was Mefer, that Mefer. And all of a sudden she breaches, she violates that Mefer. And all of a sudden now she's told, you know what, you lucked out. That even though you violated your Mefer, but the Mefer was already Paka, so you are subject to Hafara. So the Torah tells us, technically speaking, she would not be Chayiv for carbon, for example, for violation of a Mefer. Nonetheless, Vahashem Islam. Mechila indeed is necessary. Even though technically speaking it wasn't an absolute chait, but this is already considered to be Machshava something. That's something which is striking. Ritzui, Shuvah, Slicha, Mechila is necessary. Not merely for Arut Aveira, but even for Machshava Sachet as well. And therefore, Hashem Yisman, where it tells us, Kudushin, that Peyalit, Nazir, that Tokimu, that Rabbi Kiva, Ki Havi Mati Mahai Psuka Havi Baki. When Rabbi Kiva would come to this person, he would cry. No? Imagine, a person eats Machalos Asuros. Well, of course, he's Chayim and Kapara. But this case, no? Also, the Yogo Kleb. He intended to eat Machalos Asuros, but somehow he lucked out. What he ate was kosher. Nonetheless, Vashem Yismakla, Machshava Sachet, that itself requires sleep from a chira. That is an amazingly high bar. That a person has to do tshuva, not really for chayim, but even for Machshava Sachet. Machshava Sachet as well. I'll ask you the following question.
And maybe you can be in touch with me. Think of my answers. Think of my answers. I mentioned there's a progression in the parsha, no? Hafara sa'av, and arusa where it's a shutfis of av and bal, and then in asua where it's hafara sa'av. In all three places, the pasuk says, Vashem Yislachem. Vashem Yislachem. That drasha of the Gemara, Kedushim Tayalat, Nosir Kavkimah, Hashem Yislachem, Hashem Asakei. The Gemara says, after all, Isha HaFeiram VaHashem Yislachem. No? That's the last pasuk. The pasuk mentions VaHashem Yislachem three times.
When it comes to a case of Hafara Sa'ad, Shutfis Nafara Sabah,
the Gemara's drasha of Makshava Sakei is on the last time the Pasuk says Hashem Yislachem. I won't answer it, but I want you to think about it and see what you come up with. No? Why is the Gemara Darish the last? The last. Why not the first? No? A girl makes a neder, and Av is made for the neder, and she's unaware of that Hashem Yislachem, Makshava Sakei. No? So, why would it be the last time? No? You ever notice that? Did you think of that? No? I'll give you a hint. You can take a look at the Targum Yonasan. The Targum Yonasan translates the Pesukim differently. Take a look. No? What the Targum do, that kashya. Why is the Gemara Doresh only the last time, and not the first time that indeed this is mentioned? That's straight, no? That's a concept of Shabbos Akei. There is a Sukhi, tradition of the days, the Tosus, the writes of such a kiddush. The Gemara says this. Rahuna wanted to test the character of Rahu. The Gemara says, Karash Shirai Bafe. He took some silks that were meaningful for his son, and he ripped it in his presence to see how his son would respond. No? Would Rahuna respond angrily? Would he lash out? Would he do something? Or would he be cool and composed? Cool and composed. Good? The Gemara raised the following. How could the father, Rahuna, test his son Rabba? The Gemara says, Dilma Parasa. Maybe Rahuna would have become angered. Become abrali favor of Sintanish. No? And he violated the favor. That's unbelievable, no? A parent baits a child, forget about the child's response. Nisa deraisa for the parent. Now, imagine a parent speaks inappropriate to the child. The child responds in kind. The parent says, Achutzpah, Kibrahim. Yeah, but the father, we neighbor deraisa. No? That's my solution. That's my obey. Unbelievable. No? How do you understand that, Mara? Dilma karasa, but come with neighbor sitinisha. Maybe Rava would have become angry, and if Rava would have become angry, then that would have been a breach of Kib Rava'im, and then Rahuna would have run the favor. Or would argue, no, since Dilma Karasa, since that's a possibility, that itself is a Sinas Mishnah. No? Two ways of understanding the Gemara, no? I'll ask you the following. A person places a stumbling block in front of a blind person. You know what? The blind person walks around it. He doesn't trip. Is that a disobedient neighbor? Is this a neighbor the simas mitzvah? Or is the neighbor, no, if an averik is done, now we work a step back, who do we attribute this averik to? To the host averik, yes, but also for the one who facilitated the averik, no? Does the neighbor require an averik? Well, that's pretty important, no? You can think about that also, no? How do we understand the Gemara? Is it if Rava would become angry, then only then Rava would violate the neighbor? Or the fact that he was setting him up, even if Rava would have passed the test, but nonetheless, Rava would have violated the neighbor because you're putting a person in a compromised situation, no? Huh? What do you think? That he was Mocha?
Yeah.
If he was Mocha, maybe there's no even potential. The Gemara says, Mochli, he was Mocha. So Mocha can be, it wasn't a breach, there wasn't a potential breach. But does Leif Neiva require an Avera? Does Leif Neiva require an Avera? It's a heavy issue. I'll tell you the following Kiddush, I want you to think about it, no?
What's a classic case leaf neighbor in the Gemara? You're speaking about Asara? Nazir. Nazir. No. So that's pretty important, no? You have a Nazir who's on the other river, right? I'm on the other side of the bank. And Moshe Kosyayin the Nazir. I go ahead and I toss him. I toss him the wine, right? That's the example of the neighbor. That's pretty critical. I toss him the wine and he drinks? Or no? I toss him the wine and now it's a mishal. It's a simas mishal. Even if the nazir doesn't drink, I'll buy him the leaf neighbor. If I wouldn't give him the wine, he would not be in a compromised position. The simas mishal alone, maybe that itself is an isra of leaf neighbor. Isn't that a mishal? Or does it require you know that the nazir indeed has to drink? No? Not so simple. How to read that tomorrow, no? That's my focus, the Chazanish and the Rukhaimah. How to read that one? I think there's Yukim in the Rishonim, but maybe call me if you see any Ryans that are explicit in the Rishonim for this issue. Whether this neighbor is Shukhis Mais Avera, or whether it's a Simas Mishon. I'll tell you for the finish, no? Let the Suma like the Chazanish, like the Chazanish. You only find this neighbor if there's an Avera. Once there's an Avera, now you can take a step back, no? Who's responsible for Avera? The answer is not only the Osa Avera, but even the facility. Good? But there has to be an Aveir. How can there be an Isra Simas Mitchell if the Mitchell somehow ever manifested itself? If the blind person trips, I'm going to hold you responsible. If he walks around it, so in such a case, maybe there's an Isra Leaf Neighbor. So what do you think about the following case? I throw the line to the Nazir, that's just like the Chazanish. Without an Aveira, there's no Isra Leaf Neighbor. I throw the line to the Nazir and he drinks. What is it does another violate? What is it does another violate? Interesting, huh? Got it? Oh. What do you think about that? What is it does another violate? He drank the wine. He violates this from Naziris. He violates this Naziris. Yeah. But maybe he violates a second Isser? The Nazir violates an Isser of Leaf Neiver because he was Mashu the Moshe of Leaf Neiver. What do you think about that? The Nazir violates two Isserim. He violates, if he wouldn't drink anything at all, then the provider is got free. Now that he drinks, it turns out that the Moshe of Leaf Neiver, so Kiddush, no? Shtiyas Yayin of the Nazir of two Isserim. There's this Nazir and Isser of Leaf Neiver. For the Makshu, the Moshe, the Leaf Neiver, we'll see the initial. You want to think about that, no? And how long did that chain continue? Maybe ask the Rebbeim that are here. Now what do you think about that deal? No? That's an important issue. So that's the Kasha the Gemara answers. No? That, what do you mean? You didn't see the initial. The Gemara answers, the father was Malkar. Wow. Father was Malkar. Rahul was Malkar. Tosus was immediately bothered. Dishnach on the bay. Good. Rahul was Malkar Rabba. Did Rabba know that his father was Malkar? If Rabba knew, maybe it wasn't much of a test. No? But did Rabba know that Rahul was Malkar? Did he know he was Malkar? Well, if he didn't know, that even if it turns out there was Mechila, but what about Parshas Matos, Hashem Yislacho? That's those discussion. That's unbelievable, no? Leaf Neiver of Machshava Safek. That's an unbelievable bar, no? That there's an Aveira. Okay, I got that. We have to avoid Aveira. You have to avoid a Leaf Neiver. You have to avoid a Leaf Neiver of Machshava Safek. Of Machshava Safek. So Tosu says it must be that Rahuna told the son Rabbi he was Malkanim. Because if he didn't inform Rabba, that would have been an Isser Daraisa with the Iver from Achshava Safek. Imagine such a thing, no? That's unbelievable, no? Such a standard, no? Such a standard of Avodas Hashem. A standard of Yerushalayim. A Lifni Iver of Achshava Safek. If I cause someone, right, to kind of be misguided, I'm Achshava Safek, that's my Isser Daraisa with me, no? Not easy being mother, no? A leaf me Ibrahim of Akshava Sahay. Leaf me Ibrahim of Akshava Sahay. You do something, the guy commits a fake. I'll take you to test, no? You know what? You present the shear in a funny way because you didn't really
do your due diligence now. And you know what? A machshava sakei. And it's a litmei. A litmei ibra machshava sakei. For Shlomo's own. For Shlomo. Simin Lamedei. Writes two cases. He thinks, litmei ibra machshava sakei. For Shlomo's own. Imagine this case.
No? You know what?
Something breaks in the house. You need a plumber. You need a contractor. You need someone to come in. A Jewish contractor comes to the door.
The woman answers.
The woman knows there's no issue of yichud. The woman knows there's no yichud because the husband's upstairs, the husband is by over here, the husband works next door, there's no issue of yichud. But Rav Shlomo Zalman writes l'halachim. The woman has to tell the guy, that there's no issur of yichud because my husband is a few blocks away. Why? Because if she does not inform him and he walks in, that would be an issur of bifnei ivra of machshava sakei. Shlomo Zalman paskens that. Bifnei ivra of machshava sakei. No? He'll walk in. Of course it's not yichud. It's not yichud because Baal Meir. No. But if he is unaware of Baal Meir, that choser zehirus is inappropriate. A machshava sakei. And that's bifnei ivra of machshava sakei. Oh, Shlomo Zalman writes the following. You know what? I have a restaurant. I know everything is kosher. Everything is not kosher. But, you know, I don't prominently display the tu'udah. No? So someone walks in and eats in that restaurant. Of course there's a hearers. No? If they know me, and that's why they're there, okay. No, they just walk in because they're not careful. They're not careful. For Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that's an isra of ifne'ivra of machshava sakei for the proprietor. No? Because he set up a situation where a person can walk in and they'll eat everything that's fully kosher, but of course there's a hearers. Leave and close his ears. Now, it's unbelievable. Now, take a look at Simon Lamed A. You know, the bar is beyond just avoiding Aveira. You have to avoid a Makshava Sakai. And you have to avoid a Leaf Me either of a Makshava Sakai. Something that is remarkable in terms of the expectation of the Torah Sashem. You know, there's an Orach Chaim, the very end of Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov, you know, is Niftar. The brothers are very concerned that now that Yaakov, you know, is no longer here, so all of a sudden that, you know, that Yosef HaTzadik might now somehow mistreat them because of what they did. After all, the father is alive. He wasn't going to do so. But now, maybe not. So Yosef HaTzadik comforts the Shifteka. That, you know what? Atem chashav tamalai ra, but Elohim chashav l'tov. You know what? It's true. You intended to cause me harm. But you know what? Hashkachas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that everything changed. Everything changed. Ramban writes, Akhe Yosef, that is the model of Rabos Machshavos Blevish, Batsas Hashem Hitam. That's what the Ramban writes. No? That's the model. Everyone tried everything, no? But all of this was a fulfillment of the bris on the son. So Yosef HaTzadik turns to the brothers and says, look, you intended to do harm, Elohim chashav l'tov. But it's not going to happen. You intended to do harm, but don't worry, Elohim chashav l'tov. What about machshava sakei? What about parshas matas? What about Hashem Yisrach lo? We're not only concerned with bottom line, we're concerned with the mindset. So Yosef HaTzadik says what? Don't worry, because even though you intended to do bad, everything worked out the toe, and therefore you're going to get smashed. That's what Yosef HaTzadik was saying. No? He was saying to them, everything worked out for the best, and therefore, don't worry. What do you mean, don't worry? What about the attempt, the Machshava Sakei? If you look in the Arach Chaim, that pasuk writes something remarkable. No? He writes, Vizakai Gam Bidei Shamayim. Whoa. Rav Chaim writes, Yosef HaTzadik was not telling his brothers that, I'm not going to punish you, but just wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets to you. No? He's going to. No. There's no Nesiyas Faith. There's no Nesiyas Faith. Pella. No? Ask Rebbein, the Shamas. No? What do you mean? That Vizakai Bidei Shamayim. No? What about Hashem Yislachla? Hashem Yislachla, that there is Machshavas Achei, no? How does the Rav Chaim understand it? Maybe one possible approach, but no doubt, chidushim. You know, the Ramban writes in Aseret Sedibros that why are there two lufos? Why is there a single luach with all the Aseret Sedibros? Why is it that there are two different lufos? The Ramban writes because understand there are two very different domains of the Torah Hashem. This is one of the earliest distinctions between mitzvahs ben adam l'machal, mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveira. The first luach represents now the mitzvahs ben adam l'machal, and the second luchos represents chiyuv and shigul ben adam l'chaveira. With an amazing bridge, kibra ve'ein serves as an elision. No, it's the bottom of column A because kibra ve'ein has elements of. Then Amma Malcolm and then Anna Makabeira, being for an important shear. But no, what is driving Kibbut Abba'im? To what extent is it Shibud Ben Adam Makam? To what extent is it Ben Adam Makabeira? Maybe different dinim. Some dinim of Kibbut Abba'im is rooted in the fact that Shlosh Shutfim Ba Adam, and therefore this is part of Ben Adam Makam, or maybe it's just simply Priya Sakov or Akara Sakov, which is Ben Adam Makabeira. But I'll ask you the following. If this is Aseret Sedibros, that distinction should be real. Well, I'll give you more homework. Now we're going to have 3 minutes. Between mitzvos ben adam l'malkum and mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira. We always use that distinction. How real is that? I'll tell you there are 10 differences between mitzvos ben adam l'malkum and mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira. It's very important halacha to work through. But maybe one of the differences could be this concept, no? Mitzvos that are ben adam l'chaveira are ikro b'tosa. The consequence is something that is critical. The consequence is critical. When it comes to chiyuvim ben adam l'malkum, typically it is the act. It is not necessarily the consequence. You know, Shlomo Zalman, in the very beginning of the Shlomo, raises just in one line of suffix, the whole machlokas of the Gemara, Shana Kofes, or the mitzvos, srichos, the mitzvos, in srichos, kavam. Every case, without exception, that the Gemara discusses that machlokas, it's all mitzvos ben adam l'malkum. All mitzvos ben adam l'malkum. What is the halacha of a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveira that was done with kavam? Would I argue mitzvah srikas kavan, and therefore zero? Or would I argue that no, that the dieved, that mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira, mitzvah saying srikas kavan? You know, maybe one could argue that Yeshiva v'sukkah b'li kavanah does not register as Yeshiva v'sukkah. Achilas matzah without kavanah does not register as achilas matzah. But Dikur Kolen, Nicham Adelim, Kibra Adelim, Turis Ameis, they were of no consequence if I didn't have a kavanah. You mean that I wasn't menachim the other? I wasn't mechavi the parent? I wasn't over the maze? Maybe one could argue that undeniably, that when it comes to Shibudim ben Adam l'chaveira, so in such a case, Kavana is ideal, but it's not necessarily necessary to be kubu. No, that would be a critical possibility. I once wrote that when it comes to shibudim ben adam l'chaveira, such as a case of tzedakah, that even a person doesn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, but ben yevin he's mekayim the mitzvah. Because mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira are ikur b'tzotzah, and any time you have a kiyuv that's ikur b'tzotzah, ben yevin it's the same shikros kavana. I once suggested, that they came out with mitzvah sefer recently there to sell all the din of tzedakah. So I was reading through the sefer and I saw the kiddush. I was very happy. About shetivanti, there's no kurish. And to say the mishnah they have stuck with it. It's a mitzvah, which is secret of the tzad, an adam, a chavero, and therefore kavanah is not necessary to gather yotzei. So for a couple minutes, I was very, very happy. So I quickly looked in the footnotes. So it quoted me. So but that's not good enough. You want to see, in learning, we're not trying to create anything new. No? He writes that there is a base of Levi in two places. But he doesn't broaden it out. He writes that something is equal to Totsa when it comes to Akhila's function as opposed to his focus. Right? An elephant giver. And Tzedakah is part of it as well. Right? But is it broadened out in terms of like all aspects of Mitzvah Zonah Kavir? That Kiddush I was that looking for in that sense. That it's an indicator. It's considered to be a model. I would say the flip side is our sugi. If something is ikra b'totsa, and the Tosa occurs, maybe there's a key, even not Kavana. But if something is Zikr B'Tosa and the Tosa does not occur, maybe that's not considered to be Machshava Sakhe. Every case the Gemara has of Machshava Sakhe has been unrelated. And maybe that's the Chiddush, the sheet of the Rambam, that if in the end it turned out that Yosef HaTzadik was not harmed because of Kim Chashov L'Tovah, maybe there's not Ke'afim B'nei Shamayim. Maybe not as Amidas Chasidus, but we can't necessarily apply by the Sugya of Hashem Nisvo. Hashem Nisvo. I'll tell you something that I think is somewhat amazing. A few years ago I mentioned that I was offered to participate in the Sima Shas in Lublin. So I mentioned the following thing. That Rav Nikiva is an amazing model of Avodas Hashem. When it comes to Churban Habayis, no, the 3 weeks, you know, the famous statement of Rav Nikiva, no, the end of the Sefer Zmachos, now and the life, no, that Rav Nikiva witnesses of the Churban Habayis, he sees that the Shul goes to the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and other time break down in tears, and Vahaya Rabbi Akiva Mitzah. Vahaya Rabbi Akiva Mitzah. Rabbi Akiva seemingly is dismissive. No problem. Vahaya Rabbi Akiva Mitzah. Rabbi Yerushalmi writes, Rabbi Akiva was among the Asar Arugin Alkos, no? And Rabbi Akiva is put to death in the most painful possible way. Yerushalmi tells us, Vahaya Rabbi Akiva Mitzah. Whether it is a calamity that befell Knesset Yisrael, Churban HaBayis, whether it's personal suffering, Asaru Gemalchus, V'hayir Rabbi Akiva Mitzah. And you get the impression that Rabbi Akiva had such a cheerful disposition, know that in light of everything, V'hayir Rabbi Akiva Mitzah. All of a sudden, Kedushin Pe'alot, Nozeh Chalkimot, they're so good. He have a month of a high pesuk of Habibah. All of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva cries, no? Hashem Yisrael. The culpability of Mashallah Sakhir. Rabbi Akiva can laugh at Churban HaBayis, he can laugh at Mesiras Nefesh, and he cries at Hashem Yisrael. That's like unbelievable, no? Like, how do you kind of navigate, no? When does Rabbi Akiva laugh and when does Rabbi Akiva cry? No? I'll tell you the answer is exactly the same. When it comes to those things that are Ashkafas Hashem, the Churban HaBayis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, the Kav Shei Rachman, that's by Rabbi Kimitzah, the Emun, the Bitakon, Kol Ma'adah Avir Rachman of the Tavrah, that's a Gemara, and Brachos HaSamach, the Bala Member of course is Rabbi Kiva. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's our Mitzvah. That's clear. It's clear to me. This is all Hashkafas Hashem. By Rabbi Akiva Tzafeh. That's the mindset. When is the exception that Rabbi Akiva cries and says, no, here I'm going to apply that principle. You know what the answer is? Personal accountability. Did I have a Machshava Tzafeh? When it comes to personal accountability, Rabbi Akiva cries. When it comes to Hashkafas Hashem, then Rabbi Akiva laughs. That's for God. We so often do opposite. No? When it comes to our own uprights, a personal accountability, not only Machshava Sakeh, sometimes actual faith, we laugh dismissively. Come on. You know, big deal. I'll make up for it next time. No? I can make that happen today. It's no big deal. When it comes to personal accountability, that's when we laugh. When it comes to Hashkafas Hashem, that also happens when we cry. How could I finish Baruch Hu? That's the model of Rabbi Akiva. No? Something is truly Hashkafas Hashem, or Rabbi Akiva. The time really that requires the greatest introspection is personal accountability. Are you learning as much as you possibly can? Don't be dismissive, no? Don't pat yourself on the back because, you know what, I could be doing something else, and I'm learning a few hours a day. wonderful, but wonderful enough. A few hours a day. You can overreach. You can accomplish unbelievable things. No? Are you maximizing all of those efforts? No? And that's the time of Avinoch, to ask yourself honestly. No? Every gift, every tool that I've put in front of you, are you challenging a person for your sense of Avodas Hashem? You are, look, you could be in a sports camp someplace, and you could be learning far, far less, you know, but that is not the bar. The bar is up here. The bar is Mitzvah of Machshava Safek, no? That's the expectation. That's the bar. That's Lachat Mitzvah, no? You could learn. I don't know what the responsibilities are during camp, no? But are you maximizing every opportunity you have to learn? Are you chazering as much as you possibly can? It's Nisar HaRaisus, the Gemara, it's not Taitas. You're not allowed to forget your learning. That's not an option. No? What do you mean? Always not going to patch it. What do you mean? The human condition is if you forget. Okay, you know what? Yechazer 50 times, onus rafona patra. Yechazer once, twice, three times, four times, that's onus rafona patra. That's an onus. Why did you think that you remember? If the chazar is on the limited side, you know? Remember Rabbi Yosef saying that the first time doing the Satya Zivamas, chazar 60 times, as a young child. 60 times. My great grandfather, Tzipi Safank, would learn the Satya Shabbos every Shabbos. Something to strive for. Now, when he was old, it was very hard for him to build the sukkah. I'm not saying okay, because he was old, somewhat frail, and after the fast, it was hard to completely build the sukkah. You know, Gemara in Megillah and Daf Dalet. If it's Rosh Hashanah, Shachalios to Shabbos, and you can't read the Megillah, so what do? Show them the darshan, no? If you can't read the Megillah, learn the Megillah, no? So, Motzei Yom Kippur, if he had trouble building the sukkah, he would learn the second sukkah, every Motzei Yom Kippur, no? Some of you are learning the second sukkah next year. You can learn in chazer, and no. And if you don't, personal accountability, are you doing enough? So good, there are other guys who are not doing this. Other guys who are not doing what you're doing. I understand it. You know, that comparative study should be to the government, no? Not to a lower common denominator, no? This is not trying to get, no? That when it comes to the dharma only, the rumo shalola, the hashkata sashem, that's when a person should embrace emunah and bikah. Now that's why I keep it zaken. When it comes to personal accountability, am I doing enough? No? That's when you have a muffle at sitna, have a muffle. That's when you really have to ask yourself that question. Most of you are privileged with being a malamid, now with disseminating the Torah Hashem. Don't cut any corner. I want you to know the sugyas that you're teaching thoroughly. No shortcuts. Know every sugya well. Spend time not only on knowing the sugya, but how you're going to present the sugya. Now, if you spend time how you're going to present the sugya, your divrei Torah can be compelling. It can change someone's life. If you just kind of, you know, wing it, that's definitely not going to happen, no? Your shoulders are not broad enough to take that responsibility of winging it, no? You have to make sure that you spend sufficient time, not only in what, but how, because the hashva that you'll have on those you're teaching can be determined by those intangibles, no? By how well that they see that this is really absolutely part of it. No? It's hard to tell. Younger Talmidim, this is something that's really critical for Avodas Hashem. Always be mindful of, and then, let me look at my notes and see what I always have to be mindful of. No? Like, it's a memory. No way. Be able to, the chudav in the picture, recognize that being a model of a Malamri Torah is something that requires an enormously highly raised bar, and we have to embrace that opportunity. Yeah, that's the application. To be able to continue to grow in the Torah Hashem, to be able to exercise, maximize manifest his kotos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. But recognize the bar for all of you is incredibly, incredibly hard. But just make sure that Baruch Hashem, that your worldly Shia, not only of a Shukri Gun, Shukri Gerachman, not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being one of the Malachim.